From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. World powers have reached a deal with Iran that will limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for eased economic sanctions. It ends more than a decade of tempestuous negotiations. President Obama said the deal demonstrates that American diplomacy can bring about real and meaningful change.
Today, because America negotiated from a position of strength and principle, we have stopped the spread of nuclear weapons in this region. Because of this deal, the international community will be able to verify that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon.
The president spoke immediately after the announcement in Vienna by the EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini and the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. This is Federica Mogherini.
It is a decision that can open the way to a new chapter in international relations and show that diplomacy, coordination, cooperation can overcome decades of tensions and confrontations.
In his speech, President Obama said he would veto any legislation in the U.S. Congress that would block the agreement. U.S. lawmakers are expected to hold a hearing to examine the details of the nuclear deal today. Meanwhile, global oil prices dropped immediately Tuesday with the prospect of a flood of new Iranian oil on the world market after Tehran and six world powers agreed to restraints on Iran's nuclear development program. Brent crude fell 2.3%. That's down $1.35 a barrel to $56.50. The price declined 2%. VOA News. Chinese police say they have shot and killed three people described as knife-wielding militants from the mainly Muslim far western region of Xinjiang. A fourth person was injured in the incident. It occurred on Monday in the city of Xinjiang, according to a social media posting by the city police. In the statement by police, four terrorists armed with knives resisted arrest, and police fired shots only after the terrorists ignored warnings. Officials and state media described the men as ethnic Uyghurs from Xinjiang. Authorities in India say at least 27 people have been killed after a stampede on the banks of a river where pilgrims have been gathered to observe a Hindu religious bathing festival. Here you hear ambulances as the stampede occurred Tuesday in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh as tens of thousands of people rushed to bathe in the Godavari River. More than two dozen others were injured in the crush. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, issued a statement saying that he was deeply pained by the tragedy. The United Nations is calling for the immediate cessation of attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, condemning the wounding or killing of more than 100 civilians in the past 2 days. UN envoy to Kabul, Nicholas Haysom, said the cold statistics of civilian casualties do not adequately capture the horror these bombs cause, the torn bodies of children, wives, daughters, sons, and fathers. These are the real consequences of those acts of terror. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had less than 48 hours Tuesday to pass a series of pro-market reforms in parliament, as well as smothered dissent from hardliners within his own ranks. He's racing to meet the terms of an unpopular bailout deal, having staved off financial meltdown with a new agreement from Greece's international creditors. Tsipras now faces the anger of both lawmakers and the public for agreeing to measures that are much tougher than those rejected in a referendum on July 5th. An unmanned U.S. space probe has become the first to explore the distant dwarf planet of Pluto Tuesday. The New Horizons space probe was to pass 12,500 kilometers from Pluto, taking pictures and collecting data. This is the lead scientist, Alan Stern.
50 years ago today, the first spacecraft flew by Mars. It's called Mariner 4. And I think it's fitting that on that 50th anniversary, we complete the initial reconnaissance of the planets with the exploration of Pluto.
It will take more than half a day before ground controllers at the U.S. space agency NASA will receive a signal from the probe that it safely reached Pluto. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.